A new LSA from Europe has grown-up range and payload. Storm Aircraft adds a distributor in Phoenix. And U.S. Helicopter says its shutdown is temporary. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, September 29th, 2009. With around 100 light sport aircraft already on the market in the U.S., it may take something really different to get our attention. Sport Air USA is betting its TL-3000 Sirius LSA will earn a place in our hearts based on its capacities. The Czech-built plane, which is a high-wing sibling to the Sting S3, boasts a compelling list of capabilities, a 100-pound baggage capacity, and the space to actually use it, airframe chute, fully upholstered cabin, a useful load of 600 pounds, an IFR panel in either steam or glass with optional autopilot, and a Rotax 912 ULS sipping from a 30-gallon tank. We'll make this an LSA that can actually take you places. Bill Canino, president of Sport Air USA, says the Sirius is, quote, the perfect travel partner. It features ease of entry combined with yoke steering, a generous cockpit, and outstanding flying characteristics, unquote. The plane was displayed at Oshkosh, but became available for sale in the U.S. on Monday. The MSRP for the base version with steam gauges is $131,000. Storm Aircraft has added Lightsport Flight LLC as its Southwest regional distributor. Lightsport Flight has headquarters on the west side of Phoenix and brings over 25 years' experience in light aircraft sales, service, and flight training. Storm's two SLSAs include a composite high wing called the Rally and an all-metal low wing called the Century. Both are manufactured in Italy and assembled in the U.S. Very fast-build pre-assembled component kits are also available. Both planes are powered by the Rotax 912 ULS engine with a warp drive three-blade prop and cruise at 115 miles an hour at about 5 gallons per hour. That gives them an endurance of over 5 hours. Base MSRP is about $109,000. A New York City helicopter shuttle service that ferried passengers from Manhattan to JFK and Liberty Airport in Newark has abruptly ceased operations, according to the Associated Press. U.S. Helicopter says the move should be temporary. A website statement reads, in part, quote, we are temporarily halting all service as we regroup to add aircraft to our fleet and introduce new routes. We plan to return to the skies of New York, a bigger and better airline, by late November, unquote. Tickets from Midtown to the airports had been sold for $159. That's about four times a normal cab fare, but the flight took only about 8 minutes. VP Donald McSullivan told the New York Times the company is securing new financing and, quote, getting our act together, unquote. Up next on ANN, Boeing wants a piece of the commercial space race. Cassini takes advantage of a rare opportunity for Saturn. And it looks like the Warthog will be sticking around. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 29th. I'm Paul Plack. There's growing pressure to get NASA to hand off low-Earth orbit human transport missions to the private sector, and Boeing is promoting its experience in previous government-manned missions as a competitive advantage. The company submitted a proposal to NASA last week to accelerate the agency's Commercial Crew Development Initiative, proposing to share research investment to speed progress. Keith Riley, Boeing Program Manager for the CCDEV proposal, says, quote, Boeing's knowledge of the space station and our long history of supporting NASA with proven human-rated systems should allow us to work closely with NASA to develop a commercially viable yet safe crew transportation system, unquote. NASA's Cassini space probe was sent to observe Saturn in unprecedented detail back in 2004. It's provided scientists with a great deal of new information about the planet and its moons and rings in the years since. After analyzing photos taken by the probe during Saturn's equinox last month, during which edge-on illumination by the sun allowed measurements using the resulting shadows, it was learned that the planet's main rings, which were thought to be only 30 feet thick, have protrusions as high as 2 miles. Linda Spilker, deputy project scientist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, explains, quote, "To understand what we're seeing will take more time, but the images and data will help develop a more complete understanding of how old the rings might be and how they are evolving," unquote. While the photos were being taken, the composite infrared spectrometer instrument was learning that the temperature of the ice which forms the A-ring dropped to 382 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Scientists were intrigued by bright streaks in two different rings that appear to be clouds of dust kicked up in collisions between small space debris and ring particles. They're most easily seen and analyzed during the unique lighting conditions of the equinox. And in case you're wondering why we haven't already learned more when equinoxes come twice a year, you have to remember that 1 year on Saturn is equal to 29.7 years on Earth. That means a Saturn equinox happens about every 15 years. The A-10 Thunderbolt, a.k.a. Warthog, has been saved more than once from Pentagon budget cutters by its very unique capabilities. Its particular form of brute force against ground targets is proving really handy in 21st century warfare, and now the A-10 fleet is about to get a modernization. Boeing says it has been awarded contracts totaling about $4.2 million aimed at keeping the A-10 in the air for many years to come. The first contract provides engineering services for the A-10 aircraft structural integrity program, which will bring modern structural analysis tools, processes, and standards to the A-10 fleet. Boeing will team with industry partners Raytheon and BAE for the second contract to update the aircraft's avionics architecture to improve memory and data capability. The Pentagon will spend a total of $1.6 billion in the current program for A-10 updates. 2 years ago, Boeing landed an earlier contract to replace 242 wings on the A-10 fleet. That one was worth $2 billion. Still ahead, terminal renovations approach shovel-ready status at LAX. Germany bans Oktoberfest flyovers. And restraining orders apparently include your ex-girlfriend's airspace, too. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, September 29th. I'm Paul Platt. For frequent travelers through Los Angeles International Airport, it probably seems like forever since City Council green-lighted improvements to Tom Bradley International Terminal back in 2004, but things are finally starting to move. The Los Angeles Board of Airport Commissioners has approved environmental impact and compliance reports for the reconfiguration of the terminal, including new concourses to replace existing ones and the addition of 9 gates to the west side of the terminal. The new gates will have special features to accommodate new aircraft, like the A380 and the Dreamliner. The renovation will also get rid of a major nuisance, adding a passage between Terminals 3 and 4 so passengers with connecting flights don't have to exit the terminals and be rescreened. There are taxiway improvements and more space for passenger processing and for customs and border patrol. There will also be a surge in construction employment in L.A. while they build this thing out. German authorities banned all flights over Oktoberfest festivities effective Saturday due to increased chatter from Islamic terror groups threatening to target Germany for its role in Afghanistan. German authorities said Al-Qaeda and the Taliban released messages over the last 2 weeks threatening German citizens, including a Taliban video which showed pictures of Oktoberfest. The Associated Press reports Oktoberfest spreads across 77 acres of downtown Munich's Terrace and Weisse Beer Garden. As many as 6 million visitors turn out. Oktoberfest has been the target of terror attacks in the past, including a bomb attack in 1980 that killed 13. The flight ban will remain in effect until the event ends October 4th. And finally today, police in Concord, California, northeast of San Francisco, have arrested and jailed 51-year-old pilot Tom Huey for allegedly stalking his ex-girlfriend in violation of a restraining order. Her neighbors tell CNN and other media outlets a plane, which appeared to be Huey's Bonanza, made 8 low passes over the neighborhood last Wednesday. Police were waiting to arrest Huey when he landed. Afterward, police say leaflets were found in the neighborhood, apparently dropped from the air, which, quote, referenced a specific person and contained defamatory language and racial slurs. As the investigation has progressed, it appears that the motivation behind this situation is a failed domestic relationship, unquote. Feel free to write the joke that ends this story yourself. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Los Angeles attorney Adam Thurston explains how intellectual property law will apply to the lawsuit filed against NAFI by Master Instructors LLC. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.